She still carried with her that aura of having been something in the 60s. Dexter had seen the photographs, the clippings from faded colour supplements. But with no apparent sadness or regret, she had given this up for a resolutely respectable, secure, comfortable family life. Typically, it was as if she had sensed exactly the right moment to leave the party. Dexter suspected that she had occasional flings with the doctors, the lawyers, the people who spoke on the radio. But he found it hard to be angry with her. And always people said the same thing, that he had got it from her. No one was specific about what it was, but everyone seemed to know. Looks, of course, energy and good health, but also a certain nonchalant self-confidence. The right to be at the centre of things, on the winning team. Even now, as she sat in her washed-out blue summer dress, fishing in her immense handbag for matches, it seemed as if the life of the piazza revolved around her. Shrewd brown eyes in a heart-shaped face, under a mess of expensively dishevelled black hair, her dress undone one button too far, an immaculate mess. She saw him approach, and her face cracked with a wide smile.